ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio family, good morning and welcome. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. Good to be back with you and each and every weekend to discuss some very important, if not wonderful, things that are happening in our communities with members of our Community Focus family. We are getting closer, radio family, hence why the countdown is officially on for Thursday, August 24th, 4 to 7 p.m. for the Give Work a Chance, Davidson Local, Give Work a Chance job fair at the Bull City Cider Works at 599 South Railroad Street in Lexington. Not only do we have additional information since we have started this discussion, but this particular program and this weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations is extremely important as it relates to the job fair. And I'll tell you why in just a bit. But let me take this opportunity, of course, to bring back and say good morning to a very good friend of ours, one Joel Leonard. Joel, how are you? And good to have you back on the program.
I'm doing good. We're dealing with the news of Klausner Furniture shutting down.
Exactly.
And that is a major punch in the gut to the whole region. And I don't know how many people know this, but they brought in millions and millions of dollars. In fact, they started the Randolph Hub newspaper by giving them $50,000 to get it going. So we're losing a serious nonprofits are going to take a hit, right? And a lot of people are going to lose jobs, but they can come to our job fair August 24. So
absolutely.
Delighted. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to say this is a major closing for the area because I believe it was or has affected nearly as many as 4,000 employers at this particular company, at this furniture plant. Of course, we know for the state of North Carolina, this used to be several years ago, and we're talking generations of families working for a lot of our major furniture companies.
Yeah, and again, it's going to have the ripple effect with all the small businesses that support it.
Absolutely.
So it's a huge loss, but, you know, we've got these other companies coming in.
Right.
We'll rebound from it, but it does wake us up to the fact that we still got some work to do. And then they suffer because of the shipping issue, supply chain challenges and things like that. Their shipping costs just went up exponentially. It's incredible what they had to endure. Cost-wise. And so it really made it non-profitable. That's why they had to make this hard decision. But anyway, we're delighted to have Mayor Jason Hayes and Acto Nobles HR resource here, Kelly Grant, with us today. So let's get them on board and let the mayor talk about this new proclamation he's going to issue out for us.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Go ahead.
And I wanted to say you're a regular member of our Community Focus family, Jason, so it's good, Mayor Hayes, to have you back on the program.
Listen, Renee, it's a pleasure, and Joel, pleasure to be back again with you
all
today.
Thank you.
And also wanted to say, sorry to hear about the the Klausner closing. I can tell you, coming from Lexington, where furniture and textiles have been really the lifeblood of our community, we experienced a lot of those closings in the 90s, but are extremely fortunate that today we're growing in multiple ways, both from an industrial growth standpoint, retail standpoint, and also residential. And this opportunity to have a job fair from Davidson Local, the Give Work a Chance job fair on August the 24th, gives our residents and residents throughout the region an opportunity to connect with employers and employers that are providing living wage jobs. And it's so welcomed by our council that we are considering a proclamation to read and provide on the day of the job fair and also at our city council meeting as well. So we're
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Really, really excited about this opportunity for both employers as well as prospective employees.
Wonderful, Jason. And like you said, the return of U.S. manufacturing, specifically in the Lexington, North Carolina area, with several new companies emerging, Nucor Steel, yes. Siemens, and for one, ExxonMobil, which is a chemical processing plant. So let me say good morning to Kelly Grant, who is with HR. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. Good morning, Joel and Mayor Hayes. Thank you for allowing me to join you this morning.
Absolutely.
We're excited about the opportunity to participate in the career fair for Give Work a Chance on August the 24th. We're excited to be a leading company amongst industrial coatings in the High Point area, and we're just excited to be able to offer opportunities for our citizens and for our displaced workers. I'm very sad to hear about the closings of Klausner's. We'd love to connect so we can, you know, partner and get some folks into work, get them back to work.
Absolutely, Kelly. And I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because one of the main reasons for having and engaging in great conversation with both of you today is to really keep members of our community, whether it is a recent job loss or even if you're looking to revamp yourself career-wise, this ideal job fair really is for everybody. And that really makes me think about some of the major victories in the accommodations for workers. We're talking about a class of individuals who may have disabilities, of course, women of color, and even anti-pregnancy discrimination, which has been a major issue in the workforce. So this job fair is going to address a lot of things in addition to just the typical job fair, bringing your resume, talking with someone from a major company like ExxonMobil, but really sort of and the word just escaped me, but what I'm basically trying to say is to re-adhesive the glue, if you will, to workforce development as a whole, if you will, and to really get many who are looking for jobs, particularly in this post-COVID era, many who lost jobs because of the pandemic. This will be an opportunity for many people to get back on track. Feedback from anyone on that statement or comment?
Well, absolutely. And I want to mention a couple of things. Yeah, this is more than just a job fair.
Yeah.
This is the give work a chance. It's going to give work a chance in a variety of different ways. Mm-hmm. It's going to help the employers find new talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help workers find livable wage jobs, as Jason said.
Right.
And it's also, we're going to have Davidson Community College out there.
They're
offering new programs that will fast track people to take on some of these higher paying jobs. So we're implementing several things to make it more than a stodgy, stuffy affair
exactly.
where you got to stick out your chest and
right.
put on a tie. You don't have to wear a tie or a suit at this event. It's going to be hot. So we want you to be comfortable, but we don't want you too comfortable. We don't want you wearing flip flops.
Right.
But we'd love for you to come out and wear polo and khakis and bring your resume. And if you don't have a resume, we've got the vehicle that will actually the Mobile Career Center by the Piedmont Triad Regional Alliance that was actually going to be there. So it's a giant RV that has 8 laptops in it and 4 counselors. So
nice.
If you don't have a resume, you
yeah.
just bring what you got and sit down with them,
mm-hmm.
and boom, we'll have you 20 copies out, and you can go get you a job.
Absolutely.
The other thing I want to mention, we're going to have a kids zone, so if parents don't have a place to park their kids for several hours, they can park them at the job fair. We're going to have we have the Lexington and Greensboro Fire Department on each side of these this area, and the kids are going to be able to see all the different uniforms, all the different gadgets, all the tools that the firemen use. That's always fascinating for them.
Yeah.
And then we've got professional kid supervisors that will be there to watch them, and so the parents can do that. But what we're doing to kick it off, and this is something I wish we had the music to play this, but you ever heard the song Flight of the Valkyries? Well, we're calling it Flight of the Barbecue. We're going to have the drone drop the barbecue sandwich and give it to the mayor so he can kick off the event.
Absolutely. Are you prepared, Mayor Hayes?
You know, Renee, I think I'm prepared. I don't have half the personality that Joel
exactly.
does. Exactly.
Who does? Who does?
But what I can say is this. I will eat that first barbecue sandwich with a lot of excitement and
right.
enthusiasm. One of the things that I did want to mention, too, is that I think this current, you know, the current economy and the need for workers has really forced employers and lawmakers to think about what are the barriers that are preventing mm-hmm. folks from being able to tap into workforces.
Absolutely.
And to be able to fill those jobs that are available. And that's why I'm really happy to hear about this job fair and the kid zones that's created
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's moms that need to enter back into the workforce, and
right.
they do that with childcare.
Exactly.
Right? And also finding potential accommodations for those folks who may be different from a skill set standpoint.
Absolutely.
But I think really the future of our economy really not only in Lexington and Davidson County,
mm-hmm.
but it's really dependent upon building partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's between city and county officials, between public and private entities, educational institutions like Davie Davidson Community College and our government. I believe that, you know, we're fortunate in that Lexington as a city has really actively participated in these partnerships, and we're starting to see the benefit from that. And I hope that potential employees and employers will see the benefit from that as well.
Excellently said.
Absolutely. Mayor Hayes, I want to thank you for mentioning two key points there. There are a lot of barriers, you know, coming from an employer standpoint that AkzoNobel is addressing. We're addressing, and we want to be able to help those mothers getting back into the workforce. And we understand that they need alternate scheduling sometimes, you know, to be able to have the provide the, you know, coverage for their children. So that's the key point that AkzoNobel is working towards improving, is making sure that our moms out there know that we'll be a company that will appreciate their dedication to the work, and that they are acknowledged as to having that need of ensuring that their children are taken care of. So we're working on flex scheduling to ensure that that need is met, and we're there to help them.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Well, and with Mayor Hayes on the line, I can't help but think about his father, because I worked with his father. My first job in the workforce was when his father. I was the most hated guy in the factory, because it was my job was to go evaluate the performance levels of all the staff members and do their efficiency analysis.
Right.
And his father, who happened to be deaf, and Thomasville made some special accommodations to make sure he was okay. Well, his father beat everybody by 20% efficiency rate.
Wow.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So, it just goes to show, if there's workers, if you create some opportunities for folks, they can surprise you.
Absolutely.
And they can make some serious contributions to your business if you give them the chance.
Absolutely.
So give workers a chance is a big deal. And so that's, again, I admired the heck out of his father. He was just an amazing man.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you for sharing that memory. And I know, Jason, without a doubt, and even though I can't really see you yet, I'm sure that put a smile on your face when you think about all the wonderful things that your dad did and what you had an opportunity to observe firsthand. With that, let me ask you, particularly as mayor of a major city such as Lexington, I know the importance of this job fair is huge, but from a personal and even professional standpoint, being the mayor of Lexington, how much growth have you actually seen, whether as an actual resident of the city and particularly as mayor being in the position that you're in with the conversation we're having today?
Absolutely. No, thank you for that. What we've seen growth, Renee, on really all fronts as it relates to industry.
Yes.
You mentioned already Nucor Steel coming into the area. Egger Laminate Wood Products, they're celebrating they're coming up on their third year. It's an Austrian company that decided on Lexington and Davidson County to locate.
Nice.
And then we announced Siemens Mobility in March is coming and investing $220 million into our community, as well as bringing 500-plus jobs. And it's so interesting and fascinating, because Siemens Mobility, choosing Lexington as its eastern region location, is bringing passenger rail back to the forefront of the U.S.
Yeah.
And we're going to be building them right here in Lexington, and that's super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that industrial growth, we're seeing significant growth from a residential standpoint as well. To hit that point home, back in 2018, we had a total of 100 single-family residential units that were approved at the whole year. And right now we have over 3,000. So that, you know, is significant growth for us. I won't take credit for that myself. There have been previous councils and administration and private and public folks that have planted the seeds for that growth, but we're privileged to be here to say yes and to shepherd it through. And then we're also seeing retail growth as well. We have seen, an IHOP restaurant come on the I-85 corridor, a Freddy's frozen custard and hamburgers that's locating there as well. But really growth on all fronts, Renee, and what that really means, I think, for our community is opportunity for those folks who may be at or below the federal poverty level. It gives those folks opportunity as they are currently in the workforce, or even if they are, you know, currently coming through our educational system and they decide, you know, that maybe a 2 or 4 year university is not for them.
Right.
That's okay, because there are living wage opportunities that are available here in Lexington for those folks to take advantage of.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And let me say, as we get ready to go to our first break of the morning, I am, as a radio host and host of this public affairs program, personally, I am super excited that I will get to see all three of you come Thursday, August 24th. I have it on my calendar. I even know what I'm going to wear. I've already planned that far to seeing you guys, but to Jason, to be able to see you, Mayor Hayes, Kelly, yep, to meet you for the first time. And especially thank you, and the joy of talking with you. And Joel, we're old friends, so I know I could have get a big old bear hug from you. So I'm really glad that we can continue this conversation. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we're definitely going to be back with more conversation right after this break. Hello, radio family, and welcome. It is that time once again to engage in great conversation, welcoming those of you who have the opportunity to join us. Always appreciate your fine company. Welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's heard, of course, every weekend and right here on our Odyssey stations. Thank you, radio family, for the great company. And of course, for me, Renee Vaughn, as host of this public affairs program, it's a wonderful opportunity to engage in conversation with members of our Community Focus family, the newest being with Axo Nobel. Kelly Grant, who is with HR, joins us this morning. We're back to talk about Give Work a Chance. So, Kelly, let me say, you are no longer a newbie, my dear. You're officially a member of our Community Focus family, which means you will be a part of future programs. Just know that.
That's wonderful.
Good morning, and you're welcome. How are you today?
I'm well. Doing well. We're thankful for the opportunity to join you all this morning, to Joel.
Of course.
Joel and I had a great conversation yesterday. I really appreciate meeting him, you know, via phone. But we're just excited to participate and Give Work a Chance.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of opportunities coming to the area, as Mayor Hayes has stated. And we're just honored to be a part of that and able to provide the opportunity to get back to work or to come to work.
Right.
If the opportunity for growth or movement is out there, we're definitely a company that's big on that advancement and development within the company.
Absolutely. And Kelly, look what you did there, my dear. You're just wonderful. I may need a co-host for this show. Just keep that in mind.
I'm going to keep that in mind
because you just did a nice job in introducing the mayor of Lexington, Jason Hayes, who is a regular member of our Community Focus family. Jason, thanks for all that you do in the community in Lexington and beyond, and the fact that there is going to be exciting talk about a future resolution of Give Work a Chance, which, by the way, is at the Davidson Local Give Work a Chance Job Fair for Thursday, August 24th, 4 to 7 p.m., Bull City Cider Works at 599 South Railroad Street in Lexington. And Jason, Mayor Hayes, how are you, sir?
I am doing great, Renee. Thank you so much. Yes,
absolutely,
we're excited about this job fair, and so much so that we want to ensure that there is a recognition and a proclamation that is read and acknowledged by our council.
Right.
We're really excited about this job fair because it is going to bring employers and workers together.
Absolutely.
And really appreciative of Davidson Local for taking this on, as the more opportunities that we can create,
right,
to give employers avenues to find potential employees and potential employees opportunities to connect with employers and actual jobs, the better for our economy and the better for betterment for the welfare of our community. So super, super excited about everything that we've talked about this morning.
Wonderfully said. And with that, Jason and Kelly, Last but by no means least, a gentleman all three of us have become well acquainted with, and I can say that for members of our radio family, our good buddy Joel Leonard is with us. Joel, we're not going to leave you out, of course, in this conversation, because you're part of the reason of why we're having a discussion about Give Rook a Chance. Yes. So how are you, buddy? How you doing, my friend?
Well, I am great. I've got some pretty interesting news, but first I want to let people know, if they're sitting there listening,
yes,
and they would like to participate, and they'd like to get their resumes to us now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already connecting interviews now. I ain't waiting till the 24th.
That's right.
So people who send me their resume to jobfair@davidsonlocal.com, that's jobfair, one word, @davidsonlocal.com, I'll send it to Kelly. I'll send it out to all the other employers. And they can have some interviews before we even have the job fair.
Absolutely.
So that's already happening. I think we've gotten close to 5 people jobs already.
Nice.
So that's been going on for the last several months, but we really want to push it out there. Jobfair@davidsonlocal.com. I've also got, we're going to have people talk about having mentors, and you typically think of somebody that's older than you to teach you something that's going on and mm-hmm. to advance yourself, right?
Right.
Well, I've got what they call a reverse mentor coming. I've got a kid I call Robot King. His name's Jonathan King, and he's like a robot.
Oh, wow.
The kid is incredible. I've known him for 10 years. He came over. I just bought a 3D printer, and it would take me an hour to set it up. He put it together in about 5 minutes. And we're going to have him on site mm-hmm. producing mini Thorminators.
Oh, really? I like that, Joel. I like that.
We're going to be giving out mini plastic Thorminators on a 3D printer during
wow.
the job fair.
Okay.
And he's going to show people how to do this. Now, what's neat about this guy mm-hmm. is he was lost years ago. He mm-hmm. was struggling in college. I got him a scholarship at GTC's machine shop.
Wow.
He's now going to be the maintenance manager of Gritty Foundry. He's only like 25 years old.
Oh,
he's
wow.
already in senior level role. So and there isn't a technical problem he's scared to tackle. I mean, this
right.
kid is amazing. So anyway, and the other development that's in the works, I'm partnering with NAACP. That 3D printer is going to be put to good use.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of concern about, and rightly so, about these statues that are 100 years old that were put up to honor folks that did some really despicable things. Well, they're taking them down. Well, what are you going to put up in this place?
Right.
Well,
right.
We're giving access to technology and advanced jobs. Or advanced skills to a lot of the privileged folks, but the underserved communities don't even know what a 3D printer is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually going to be working with area youth and teaching them how to teach others how to 3D print their own statues.
Nice.
Have people that need to be recognized that mm-hmm. aren't being recognized and start thinking along those lines, sell collections of them. I'm partnering with the NAACP in Randolph County,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to working with the George Washington Carver Center, and I'm going to be donating some 3D printers to Lexington mm-hmm. Senior High School
nice.
And other schools, and going to really work with these kids and give them the options that they wouldn't normally know about. And we'll have one. We'll have my brand new one there with Robot King on display during the job fair.
Wonderful. What I like in your comments, Joel, is shining the spotlight on many of our area schools, because what I wanted to add to the conversation, everybody, is that with North Carolina Community Colleges, specifically Davidson Community College, offering more hands-on short-term certification programs, more scholarships to help grow their technical skills, the importance of having our conversation, Joel, Jason, and Kelly, is that more workers are in need to pursue technical classes to fill these higher paying in-demand jobs that are coming. We talked about this in an earlier conversation, the official return of manufacturing to major cities like Lexington, to the Piedmont Triad as a whole, because it makes me think that this is around the time many of our kids are heading back to school. as we are here in the month of August, and particularly with kids who just recently graduated from many of our area colleges, whether community colleges or major four-year institutions, who are going to be looking for work, those who particularly majored or have the skill set to fill these jobs. And that's the great thing about this job fair is it's going to address some of those needs. Feedback from any of our wonderful panel this morning.
So, Renee, I want to jump in real quick.
Sure. Oh,
Mayor,
no,
Hayes.
Please, go right ahead, Kelly, please.
I appreciate the spotlight on the technical needs that the technical
exactly.
skills that are needed
exactly.
out there.
Right.
That's a key role that's needed in for us at Axa Nobel mm-hmm. is a lot of the technical skills. We have the production engineers. We have even our operator level roles are needing that technical skill to come in and help us. Axa Nobel is the leading industrial paints and coatings company out here in the Triad area. And that technical skill brought in to help us grow and advance the innovation that's needed for us to develop our coatings to be better than some of our competitors is really what we're looking for. So we have that operator role that's key, and there's a lot of growth and advancement there. If you have the technical skill to apply to learning our business, there's unlimited opportunities with us. So I'm excited about the Give Work a Chance job career fair that we're having. We're looking for that technical skill. So thank you for segueing into the skills
Absolutely.
That's needed now in manufacturing.
Yes. Absolutely, Kelly, because that makes me think of the one thing, and using myself as an example as a college graduate many years ago, and I'm not going to share what year. No, I will. 92. I came out of East Carolina in 92. Of course, not majoring in the manufacturing industry, but just thinking about for many college students who do major, and even if they don't major in these particular skill sets, the one thing, and I'm sure a lot of us can relate for those of us who graduated, whether from high school or for college, when it came time to be at that age to go into the working world, it was hard finding a job. And that's probably likely still the case for many students who currently are graduates who have left their institution of higher learning and they're looking for means of having a career, not just a job, but a long-term career. So when we have conversations like this, I'm sure that takes away a lot of the frustration, particularly in keeping our kids closer to home, because the jobs that if they do typically find, it requires them to move, and it's likely going to be in an area that's out of their prospective state, of course, which is North Carolina.
Renee, I'd love to hop in on this one if you don't, if you
not
don't
at
mind.
All. Please do. It,
obviously, being a mayor here in Lexington, what I would prefer is that every job that's available here in and around Lexington was taken by a Lexington resident.
Yeah.
And I know that's not going to be the case, and that's okay.
Right.
However, I would say that we recognize that it's important for current workers, kids that are coming through the educational system here locally and even at the community college level and even to your point at the four-year institution level, that they have opportunities here local.
Absolutely.
I think every mayor and government official feels that way.
Right.
But one of the things that I've seen that I'm so encouraged about is that our local school system, Lexington City School System, our local community college, Davie Davidson Community College, they're responding. They're responding because they know that it's important to be able to provide those certifications and those training programs, to provide the internships, to provide the consortium for apprenticeships. They already exist right now, and it's been a direct response to companies like Egger coming into the area,
right,
to Nucor, and it will be for Siemens as well. And to your point, Renee, I think one of the things that's really important for those that maybe have already graduated from college and are kind of working a job but want
exactly.
to work a career,
right.
What I'm hearing from these employers is that their living wage pay is between $50,000 and $99,000 a year. Mm. Nucor is offering positions, manufacturing positions that are $99,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So those are living wage jobs.
Exactly.
And what they are committed to is development,
right. A
career of development. And it's not just a job. So that's, I see that both from an educational institution standpoint and the employer standpoint,
right.
That they are committed to development, committed to partnerships, to making sure that these folks are have the skill sets they need in order to take these jobs.
Wonderfully said. And Jason and Kelly, I'm addressing this to our good friend Joel, because I think Joel, and I'm going to give you credit on the creation of this word, in that we need more athletes to become tech leads with the jobs of the future and the growth of North Carolina's economy. So thank you for creating that new word for us.
Well, and you know, we have so many athletes who think they're going to make it to the NBA and
right.
NFL, and it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
And then they have the future fog. They don't really know what to do.
Right.
And they also don't realize that companies used to deal with a lot of little bitty details that got in the way of getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
And that was called minutia. Well, nowadays, you've got little bitty details that require a PhD to figure it out. That's
right.
Called technucia. And so,
here goes another word.
Yeah, all this technucia, just calling your radio station requires me to have a PhD. I mean, it's incredible, the technical detail. get through all this technical little nuances that
right.
are out there is just incredible. So we've got to get our kids to calibrate their aspirations, as Mayor Hayes said,
mm-hmm.
to the real needs of our employers. And we got to get the school systems to start teaching to that. And not, and again, the biggest tax revenue comes from the manufacturers, and a lot of the school systems used to. Now that's changing, thank
right.
God.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to act like manufacturing was beneath them.
Right.
And then again, that to me is so hypocritical and so ungracious when the tax dollars paid for the kids to have the education.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let me say and add to that, Joel, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but to you and to Jason and to Kelly, speaking from the perspective of someone in media, I just want to take this opportunity to shout out to anyone who is already in the manufacturing field, or you do have a technical skill, because for someone who does radio or media broadcasting, however you want to call it, for a living, I rely on individuals like this, because things will break down. Even though we are in the high end of technology, technology continues to improve and evolve. There's still a lot of things, a lot of buttons and the technical stuff that I have no clue about as a radio personality. So when we have an issue in our studio, whether it's just going off the air or something not firing from a particular piece of equipment, who's one of the first people outside of my boss that I have to wake up, unfortunately, at 6 o'clock in the morning, let alone a chief engineer to say, hey, I'm having an issue. I just appreciate that I have those individuals on hand who have the training, that if they can either walk me through the process of getting things back up and running, or if I have the patience, which that early in the morning I have to, because I'm relying on somebody to come to the studio to fix the problem in person. So if that gives an idea, radio family, for those of you who are listening, and that will encourage you to get into this line of work, please know that these jobs are needing you as much as you need the jobs.
Are needing them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, before we forget, I want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with Kelly.
Yes,
and,
please.
And can apply for those jobs.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Renee. Well said. We need them to know that that technical skill is important. It's not always about the education. We definitely appreciate and thank everyone for the education, but that technical
right.
skill can get you a long way.
Exactly.
I am at Axel Nobel. My email address is Kelly, and that's with an I, Kelly.Grant, Grant, at Axel Nobel. And I know everyone has a problem, so I'm going to spell it.
Thank you.
It's AKZONOBEL.com. That's Kelly grant@axanobel.com. And I look forward to receiving all the great candidates. We look forward again to the Give Work a Chance Career Fair on August the 24th. It's been a pleasure joining you all today.
Likewise.
I feel so blessed to be a part of this. Thank you.
Absolutely, Kelly. And thank you. And like I said, you family now. So I'm looking forward to having you, of course, on future programs. And Mayor Hayes, always a joy to talk to you. Do you have any thoughts or additional comments you want to add to our conversation?
No, I just appreciate this opportunity to really highlight the need for connecting employers and employees.
Absolutely.
It's just so healthy for our community. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about relinquishing some of those barriers that exist for some workers. The conversation, I think, has just been so rich. And I think it's just a matter of continuing to really fan the flame of opportunity in and around our region. And just happy that Lexington can be a part of that.
That's right. So the Give a Work Chance Job Fair with Davidson Local, again, is Thursday, August 24th, 4 to 7 p.m., Bull City Sideworks at 599 South Railroad Street in Lexington. And Joel, you touched on this earlier, but for those who may not have been with us on the program, You have mentioned this is not your typical stuffy job fair. There's going to be a special kid zone available for parents needing supervision for their kids while seeking employment. There's going to be a mobile career center with job counselors available to produce or update your resumes on site, Radio Family. So everybody listening, please share this event. Please share the information. And Joel, share your contact info again, please.
Well, they can send their emails to resumes to jobfair@davidsonlocal.com, and I will send it out to the employers that are. We've got over 15 employers coming. We've got over 350 jobs.
Nice.
And I didn't mention this.
Mm-hmm.
John Deere is paying $35 an hour for welders.
Wow.
$70,000 a year.
That's huge.
Just to put metal together. So
absolutely,
it's lots of good opportunities out there. So so we're definitely hoping we get a good crowd. My goal is to have a minimum of 300 folks.
Nice.
And so we're also producing a magazine, and that will be the release date for
that. Talk a little bit about that.
So we're actually, because we want the employers like Kelly to not only go to a job fair and get a little surge, we wanted to have a long-term boost.
Yeah.
So we're going to be, we've got 3,000 magazines going to be published, actually printed this month. We'll be giving them out by the stacks, and we're also giving them out at football games at area high school.
Okay.
And so people up in the stands, or they're sitting there bored at the game, well, they can see how to get their, pay their $3.69 a gallon gas that they now have to pay, get past the inflationary poverty that everybody's dealing with.
Right.
So it's a great, and we'll also be giving them out to churches. And so we really hope, please spread the word. When you go to church today, this is aired on a Sunday, go to church and tell them to come to the Give Work a Chance Job Fair and get a job.
Definitely one way to spread the word. Now, speaking of which, and I wanted to reiterate this for, again, those who may not have been with us earlier, the importance of the conversation we had was this particular job fair, particularly with the huge Klausner furniture closing and a number of employers who have suddenly lost those jobs. If anyone impacted from that closure is listening to this program, we especially, if not equally, want to see you at this job fair as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, Radio Family, it has been a pleasure. Joel, I have to ask, how do you do it? Time and time again, we always have a wonderful panel of Radio Family to join us. And just when I think you can't outdo yourself, sir.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, it's an honor to have good friends.
Absolutely.
Tell me about future friends. I love Kelly. She is great. So, well, I have come to love her too. And so
come
to Lexington and watch the drones drop barbecue sandwiches out of the sky.
That's right. Absolutely.
I got to get one of those, Joel. I got to get one of those.
I was going to say, and of course, Jason Mir Hayes, hopefully you will be the very first, along with that great proclamation.
I will do the proclamation. I was a lineman in college, so I'm not sure I can catch the barbecue.
There you go.
I'll be dependent upon someone else to do it, but I sure can't eat it.
All right, absolutely.
Well, if you need a construction helmet on, exactly.
And I was going to say, if you need assistance or backup, let me know, and I'll see what I can do. That's right. Thank you so much, Radio Family. Always a joy. I appreciate each and every one of you. That is Mayor Jason Hayes of Lexington, Kelly Grant, HR of AkzoNobel, and the one and only Joel Leonard joining me, Renee Vaughn. And thank you, Radio Family, not only for your listenership, but of course the great things you continue to do in our communities as well. Keep up the great work. Remember, no goodbyes. Just until next time, you've been listening to the Weekend Edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey station. Stay safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.